word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep
Good
Silent.
Evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Got three guests in here with me right now. They're from Encounter Revival Ministries. Can't wait to share this with you. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our parent ministry, Worldview Warriors, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We're about equipping students to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. Again, tonight, my guests tonight, well, they're from a ministry called Encounter Revival Ministries. You can find out more about that at encounterrevival.org. That's encounterrevival.org. And I do want to let you know, too, that they, well, have been there for a year doing some discipleship ministry, doing ministry. And then this summer, all three of these, not youth, they're young adults, all three of them are going to actually be leading a camp out in Pennsylvania. Their names, by the way, are Nate Schultz. How you doing, Nate, over there?
I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. And Josh Blankenship, how you doing, Josh?
I'm doing better than I deserve to be doing.
Okay, he's doing better than he deserves to be doing right now. And then we also have had Annika DeZurich on. How you doing, Annika?
I am doing great.
Awesome, glad you're here. Annika is my daughter and just thrilled she's here. And but for the all of the information for our listeners, Nate, how old are you again?
I'm 18 years old.
18 years old. And Josh, you're how old?
I'm 20.
You're 20. If you want to scoot closer to the mic, that'd be awesome. And Annika, you're how old?
19.
Okay, so we've got an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 20-year-old. Friends, you really want to pay some attention tonight to these three. I am just excited to have them on the program. So if one of you doesn't mind, could one of you kind of just share a little bit, what is Encounter Revival Ministries?
So Encounter Revival Ministries is a one-year discipleship program that we have all committed to for 1 year. And so usually the ministry travels the east side of the country and we go to different churches and we stay at every church for a week. Mm-hmm. And we have musical ministry, drama ministry, kids ministry, sign language ministry. But this year, because of COVID, we couldn't travel. And so we spent all of our time at base camp in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at Mount Lucian Bible Camp, which is where Encounter is. And so, we've just been taking classes. We've been hosting camp events, traveling to local churches, and we've just been having a lot of events at camp and just really growing in our walk with the Lord.
Okay. And so, and that the discipleship part, that was kind of part of the plan anyway, even with less travel.
Is absolutely. That is the main focus of
all
the
right.
ministry.
And just so you know, Nate Schultz, we're on radio, so shaking your head doesn't help.
Okay.
It's a little different than video.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
know? True. Yeah. So it's all good. Just so you know, you're not the only one that's heard that pathetic joke. So let's just keep going here. For you three, I mean, how did you hear about Encounter Revival? Anyone want to share about that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I knew one person who went a few years ago, but I started hanging out with these people from this church I was going to their youth group over the summer, and they told me they were going on Encounter. I was like, wow, this thing sounds really cool. They're talking about like a whole year just like devoted to like, you know, learning more about God. And so I started to look into it because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do after I graduated. So I looked into it and I was just like, man, this seems like the perfect like time to spend my time instead of like doing a gap year and just like, you know, working and things like that. Like I can actually use that time to grow closer to God, learn more about Him. And so that's how I learned about it from friends, and that's how I joined the team.
Okay. And so now with that, I mean, you guys have to like raise your own support. So you're basically missionaries. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And so it's not like you just go and, you know, you're doing your thing and there's no paying to be there. I mean, you literally have to basically pay them to be there so you can eat and have a place to sleep and things like that, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's super encouraging. Now, let's talk about the year, meaning So the COVID happened, all that fun stuff, and we could go on and on about that, but we won't. So if one of you doesn't mind just sharing, you know, how did your year go as far as, oh, just training itself? I mean, what did it look like for you? Either one. Yeah, sure, Josh, you can go ahead. Oh, Josh is super excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right.
He's thinking.
Yeah. So, how's the year going?
Yeah, I mean, what did you guys do while you were there at the camp?
Yeah, so normally, like, we would have been traveling and stuff, but with us being at the camp, we've been able to, like, do children's ministries, and we've still gone to other churches in Pennsylvania, etc.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, too, Josh. I mean, as far as the, because I know there's classes, because, you know, well, Annika's my daughter. Yeah. So, I know there's classes that you have to take, and what is that like? I mean, do you read books? Or do they just talk at you, and you just have to listen? I mean, are there tests? What happens?
Yeah, so there's, honestly, it's a combination. So, we've had several books that we've read as a team, and on those books we'll have classes from Jimmy or Artie or Phil will usually do a class. And we've also had several classes where we did not have books, and normally as we're going through the books or other classes will give us tests just to make sure we're paying attention.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So if you wouldn't mind, Nate, what is a book that you really enjoyed that you guys went through?
Yeah, a book that I really enjoyed is the first book we read there, and that was called The Real God by Chip Ingram. And we did a video series. We did a couple class lessons about it, and it was amazing. We talked all about how if we have a false view of God, and if we don't see God the right way, and we don't truly know who he is, we can't have a good relationship with him if we don't know who he is. So we talked all about how there's false views we can have of God, that he's like a bodyguard, you know, he'll protect us from any bad things in the world. Or that he's like a boyfriend or whatever. He'll give us whatever we want whenever we want it. And, you know, like, there's all these different, like, views of God we can have. But unless we have the right one, well, we won't be able to truly grow closer to God and know him better.
So it sounds like you guys learned some worldview stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very encouraging. You know, so Chip Ingram, and what was the name of that book again?
The Real God.
The Real God. Okay, Annika, what about you? Was there a book that stood out to you?
I also really enjoyed The Real God, but there was actually a video series we watched. It was my favorite class, and it was called The Truth Project. Mm-hmm. And I know Focus on the Family is the one who created it, but it was so cool. It basically talked about, it was a 12-episode series. Each episode was like an hour and a half or an hour, and it basically just dove into who God is and like his Trinity and how his image is just reflected everywhere. That was just one thing it talked about, but it was so good. That was my favorite class.
That's awesome. Now, Josh, if you don't mind, how have you grown this year?
All right. Yeah, I gotta turn that. Yeah. Right. So how have I grown this year? So that was pretty much the reason I went to Encounter, was to grow my faith before I went into the world and
okay.
was dealing with that. And for me personally, I have grown in just, yeah, my relationship with God and my quiet time and stuff.
Okay. So now with you, Josh, you kind of took a gap year before you went, and you were kind of like, well, what should I do? I mean, yeah, because you were still doing classes and things, meaning going to school and such.
Yep.
And then after you graduated, it was kind of like, well, now what, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So if somebody who's tuning in right now, let's say they're 19, 20 years old, maybe 18 years old.
Yeah.
And they're in that boat, okay? Why should they at least consider or pray about going to Encounter? What would be a good thing for them, and why would you recommend it?
So personally, I would definitely recommend Encounter because for me, like, even if you are not comfortable doing what they're going to have you doing at even if you are not comfortable with doing, say, singing or dramas or anything like that, like, you aren't doing it alone. You have a group of other people that are there with you. So you get the opportunity to praise God all day long.
Yeah.
And throughout the week, you're taking classes, learning more about him. And on top of that, you get to serve him in youth ministry and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So, totally awesome. And Nate, what about you? How have you grown this year?
One way that I've grown a lot is just my desire to know God more and to just fully understand him and get to know him better and have a better relationship with him. Because, you know, it's easy to, when you're away from encounter, you're surrounded by all your friends and other influences, and immediately you desire this, you desire money, you desire, you know, your status and, you know, the workforce or whatever it is. And being there, it's just like everyone's desire there is God first and you know, getting to know God better. And to me, that was just the one way I've grown a lot, is just my desire for him, my desire to, you know, read the Bible, read, you know, great books that, you know, like to help you with life and, you know, praying more, having a daily quiet time, just things like that. Just my desire I've seen grow just because of the people that have been around me and the things that I've been doing, just wanting to know God better has been a way that I've grown a lot more.
Okay. And Annika, what about you? How do you feel? How do you believe you've grown throughout this year?
This is going to sound like so obvious, but like, like God has just grown me through exposing to me who he is, and I've just grown in knowledge of who he is, and like that has flown into everything, like all of life, all of what life is, all of its purpose for me is who God is and what he has for me. And so if I don't know who he is, if I don't understand what my relationship is meant to be with him, then I can't understand what the purpose of this life is or what I'm going to do today, you know? And so I will just say, like, I've grown in my relationship with God, which literally flows into everything else that I've grown in. Mm.
And that's something you learned at Encounter?
Yes.
Okay. And at Encounter, let's just kind of talk about Encounter itself, meaning like the camp. I mean, what kind of camp is it? You know, is it, you know, like a lot of woods, or is it like this camp that's just kind of just outside of a city? I mean, what's it like? Anyone you want to share?
Well, it's in Pennsylvania, so it's in the mountains.
Okay.
It's called Mount Lucerne. Mm-hmm. And it's surrounded by woods. It's pretty close to Harrisburg, but not like right outside the city.
Okay.
And it's very, like, from my perspective, it's like pretty old fashioned. Like, the guys stay in cabins and we play games outside and all eat in one big dining room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And we obviously learn about the Lord together.
Yeah, go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, I'd say one of my favorite parts about Pennsylvania, being from, you know, Ohio, is the mountains there are like amazing. And we live right at the base of one, so it's about a 15-minute walk up to a place we call the Lookout. And you can just see for miles, you know, you can see the whole city from there. And it's just, that's one of my favorite parts about the camp, just the mountains, and it's just beautiful there.
Mm-hmm. That's totally awesome. Again, friends, sitting down here with Nate Schultz, who's how old?
I'm 18 years old.
18. Josh Blankenship, who's
20.
20 years old. And Annika Dzurek.
19.
19 years old. They are missionaries with Encounter Revival Ministries. You can find out more about that ministry at encounterrevival.org. That's encounterrevival.org. And let's kind of talk a little bit about your summer, because now, you know, you all three have kind of been home for about a month, and now you're going to be going back doing ministry for the summer. And what's the plan there?
At summer camp?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's an 8-week summer. So we will go back June 4th, and for 1 week, we're going to be in training / preparation, so preparing for camp.
Yeah.
And then we will have 3 weeks of junior camp, so that's like middle schoolers, 3 weeks of teen camp, so high schoolers, and then 1 week of day camp, so little babies.
Okay. All right. And with that, if I remember right, there's kind of like team building games and things like that too, right? Isn't there? I mean, like stations or something?
Yeah, we have like the whole day is planned. We have, are you talking about like low ropes?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have like obstacle courses in the woods. They're super cool. Our camp director is super creative and he created all of them. We also have a zip line and a giant swing. And throughout the day, you just play team building games with your cabin. And we memorize Bible verses. We do objectives, which is like silly objectives, so dress your camp character as crazy as you can. Mm-hmm. Same things like that.
And now the camp, is it all just Bible study and that's all you do at the camp?
No.
Now you've been to the camp. Josh, you've been to the camp too, right?
Yeah.
And Nate, have you been to the camp
I've never been to the camp.
Not as a camper?
No.
Okay, so now you get to go and, like, lead.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be weird.
So when you two went to the camp, either one of you, I mean, what was one thing you, as a camper, really enjoyed?
So as a camper, I really enjoyed, like, not just the games, but in the mornings, we would always get up, and we had, like, a morning Devo. They'd give us a Devo book right at the beginning of the camp, or at the beginning of the week. And we work through that over the course of the week. And then at nighttime, after we've gotten to play all the team building games, we'd get to sit down and talk and have discussions with our counselor and go over some of the stuff we were learning.
So let me just build on that just a little bit, Josh. So you had the obviously the Bible study time. So there definitely is time alone with the Lord and time with a group with the Lord, which is super important. But if there's somebody tuning in right now, you know, they're 16 years old, 17 years old, and they're like, well, this just sounds like a big Bible study time. Is that all it is?
Not at all.
Okay, not at all. No. So, what are these games? Give us an idea of maybe what your favorite game or your favorite station was. We're going to have you go first.
All right. So, probably my favorite game was called Derailment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have a hole dug in the ground, and it's filled with water.
Okay.
And there are two boards running across the top of it.
Okay.
Perpendicular to each other, so you have to run. There's the opposing team will run across their own board.
Yep.
And you try to knock the other team off as you're going across into the water.
And aren't you wearing like some kind of a inner tube or something while doing that?
Yep.
So it's not easy to get across. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And pretty crazy. It sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Annika.
Well, can I think about my favorite part about camp was?
Yeah.
So I only went 1 year in 2019, but my favorite part was the connection you got with your camp counselor. I've been to other camps before, and I've always had great counselors, but you only like would spend some of the day with them. But at Mount Lucand, you are spending all day with your camp counselor. And so I was able to build a relationship with my camp counselor, and she was actually a huge encouragement to me to join the team. And just to see her genuine love for Christ and her awe for him, like it was so encouraging. And to know that I now stand in this position where all the girls I have this summer, they're going to look up to me in a way. And so that I'm excited because I get to be what my favorite part was.
Mm-hmm. And a little nerve-wracking.
Yes, it's terrifying because it's a huge responsibility.
Right. Oh, absolutely it is. And so if you want to find out more information about the ministry itself, friends, again, encounterrevival.org. It's encounterrevival.org. And on there, I think there's actually still room, if any. And I know some of you are going, that's way in Pennsylvania. Why would I go there? Well, we're from Ohio, and it's like 7 hours away, something like that. And we sent our girls when they were in high school, partly because we knew about it. And Josh, you knew about it through them coming around and singing and doing all that stuff, ministering, right?
Yep.
And so it's definitely worth checking out. Annika, were you going to say something else?
Oh, I was just going to say you can also find Mount Lucand Bible Camp's website on Encounters if you're interested in coming to camp.
Okay. Never even thought about that. Okay. I thought they were all connected. So, and they kind of are.
Yeah.
So, okay, as we wrap up here a little bit, let's kind of get into if one of you, or like all of you two, but if one of you could start by sharing maybe an experience that you had this year in doing ministry that just really was encouraging and spoke to you.
Yeah, one of my favorite experiences there was for the last couple of weeks in the spring and in the end of winter, we did this thing called Deploy, where some people went out in groups of two or three to churches and helped out with their youth groups and their youth ministries and things like that. But I went with a group to a place called Bethesda Missions, which is an inner city after school program. And to me, it was really cool. We didn't have a lot of kids. It was about three or four on average every week when we went there. But just the relationships we built with those kids, that they were asking questions like, you know, what is the Bible? You know, what is a Christian? You know, like, who is Jesus? And it's just like, it was mind-blowing me because you think, like, everyone in America knows all these answers. You know, even if they're not a Christian, you know, they know what these things are. And, you know, so it was so cool to build these relationships. And, you know, by the last week that we were there, we gave them all Bibles, you know, and that we had wrote notes in and highlighted our favorite verses and things like that. And just to see the joy on their faces when that we gave them those was the first time that, you know, really been given something like meaningful, and it was just so cool to see. And like we just explained to them, you know how you can be saved, you know, what Jesus did for us on the cross, and you know, they were so excited. They said, you know, we want to be like you guys, we want to be saved, you know, we want to know that we're going to heaven. And so we prayed that prayer with them. They were like 11 and 12 years old, and it was just so cool to see, you know, how spending those few weeks with them, like that just motivated them to just, you know, want to know the God that I love so much. And it was just such an amazing experience for me, and that was one of my favorite parts about Encounter this mm-hmm. last year.
And that's totally awesome. What about one of you two? Go ahead, Annika.
So we have a lot of camp events, like where kids will come for like 9 hours.
Day camps.
Yes, that's a better way of saying it. Where kids will come for like 9 hours a day, and we just have activities with them, have small group time with them, lesson time with them. And there was this one time where a youth group asked to come, and it was just their youth group. And that was the first time we did that. So it was just their youth group. And oh my goodness, it was amazing. This youth group, all of the kids were just so on fire for the Lord. And I had never experienced that before, where a youth group as a whole was united in their pursuit with Christ. And it was so beautiful to see. And I remember in my small group time with my girls, I had like 15-year-old girls, we were talking about Philippians and just the battle that we have in our mind between flesh and spirit. And in Philippians, Paul writes, whatever is lovely, whatever is pure, etc., think about these things. And I remember talking about that and saying just that all of these things are not of me. And so if I want to think about them, I have to think about the one who is these things. So I asked, so who is lovely? Who is pure? And there was this silence, and this girl looked up at me and she smiled and just said, Jesus. With such genuineness in her voice. And in that moment, like it might sound so small, like such a small moment, but in that moment, I knew the name of Jesus that has great power and great authority and great wonder. She heard it the same way I did, and she was 15 years old. And I knew that every single girl sitting around that circle knew the name of Jesus that I did. And so that was so encouraging. And I know I'll never have a youth group like that again at the camp, but it just encourages me that the way that girl said the name of Jesus, that is who, that name, that Jesus, that is who I want to introduce to every single camper I come in contact with.
That's super exciting. Josh, what about you?
All right, so one of my favorites, like we've already talked about, with Encounter being on the Mount Lucan property. So they have, Mount Lucan will have the host for like retreats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a men's retreat that came through, and it was really cool because, like, they didn't even know Encounter was a thing. They just had used the camp property for a couple of retreats and stuff. So they came to the camp property for the retreat, and since we were not on the road, we were able to interact with them, and we ended up getting to sing for them, etc. And we got to hang out with them quite a bit. And then that night, one of the nights they were there, the pastor, the leader of the group, sat down with all of us and talked to us for a while, and it was really nice.
That's just awesome. Again, sitting down here with Annika Dezurek, Josh Blankenship, and Nate Schultz. They're 18, 19, and 20. They're missionaries with Encounter Revival Ministries. Again, you can find out more about EncounterRevival.org is where you can go to find out more about this ministry. And as we get out of here, I hope this whole interview has been really encouraging for people listening. But if one of you, and you know, Annika, you're right, I didn't prepare you for this, but here we go. If one of you wouldn't mind just sharing, because a lot of people who are my age can get discouraged about the younger generations, because it seems like so many of the younger generation just are not sold out to Jesus, or some don't even know about Jesus, like you're talking about, Nate. And it's kind of like, well, what in the world? So if you wouldn't mind, just as we get out of here, maybe just share something to encourage those who are of my generation. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I studied the book of Matthew this past semester. And in the book of Matthew, Jesus talks about the harvest field the harvester and his few workers. And I love that he says few workers, because that is what we are. You and I, if you are a follower of Christ, we are one of the few workers. And he says few because we are working towards harvesting the many. And so if you feel alone, that's because there are only a few of us out there. And Satan likes to act like that word few means you're the only one. And I want to encourage you that you are not alone. You are one of the few workers, but few doesn't mean zero. That means more than one. Mm. So know that our pursuit towards the Father is together, because we are all in the same goal to see his name glorified, and those who hear of that name run to it as well.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. Again, sitting down here with Annika DeZurich, Josh Blankenship, and Nate Schultz. Nate is 18 years old. Josh is 20, and Annika is 19. I hope you've been encouraged listening to this, and maybe somebody would join you at camp this year. Wouldn't that be kind of fun, guys?
Yes. Snap, loose sand, let's go.
That's right. That's right. Again, find out more about this ministry at EncounterRevival.org, EncounterRevival.org. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and all of you here with me. Thanks for being with us.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again, friends. You go out and make today great.
In Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.